107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. You bet. And Stratford Perth Humane Society have a big event happening today, their adoption event.
Absolutely. A huge shout out to our local Humane Society for all they do in our local community. You know, I came by the other day, kids camp going on. And, you know, as you mentioned, today is their walk-in adoption event between noon and 7:30. Matching pets to their forever home. I think I'm going to go out. Hey, there's an idea for anniversary gift. Perhaps a barn kitten. Catherine, and her nickname is Kitty. So Catherine Kit Kelly, if you see a kitten at home, don't shake the box. You know, that box will be wrapped. I forget the Christmas show right now where Grandma wrapped the cat. But anyway, back to all seriousness, yes, but sir. Certainly the Humane Society, amazing job. Get to the event if you can. The other thing that's going on that's really neat is they're looking for your perfect pet pictures for their pet calendar.
Gosh, yeah.
2025 pet calendar, your entries, that closes July the 31st. And so go to their website. But once again, another location that we take for granted sometimes in Stratford, another service. So thank you, Humane Society. And if you get a chance, get out there today. And if you got a picture that you think is worthy of the 2025 calendar contest, get it in.
Yeah, you bet. And that's at 125 Griffith Road in Stratford. That is set to go today, the adoption event. And we'll wrap things up with various shout-outs. Communities in Bloom have a contest happening.
Yes, they do. And once again, that closes, I believe, July the 31st. The Communities in Bloom, Stratford has done so well historically. And so they need your help with nominating a garden. And that garden can be residential, it can be commercial. And you see some of the gardens. When I think about festival visitors, not only do they come for the productions and the park system, but they stroll in our cities, in our city. And, you know, certainly they are beneficiaries of residential and commercial gardens. So you could nominate, it could be your own, it could be a neighbor's, it could be somebody that you don't know in the community. So with their permission, you know, permission from the owner, send in a photo. Send in the person's name, the address, the telephone number, and your reason for nominating. And as I mentioned, that closes July the 31st. And there are so many amazing gardens out there that it is a, you know, it's a passion. It's a love for those gardeners to do that. So if you get an opportunity, you see something beautiful, get the photo, talk to the owner, and get it in.
Yeah, you bet. Again, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And more shout-outs for, I believe, Me Inform event tie-ins?
Well, Me Inform, any of the festival activities that's going on. You know, the Stratford festival season continues. There's so many amazing performances. And these performances, and I remind our residents of that, they're for visitors, but are for our residents as well. And we need to support. And a lot of live entertainment communities are really suffering, and Stratford needs to support Stratford in this. So we continue to have amazing positive responses and accolades just lately from The Guardian. You know, and I quote from The Guardian, the Stratford Festival Canada has a reputation that rivals its British namesake. You know, and they went on to give great reviews of Something Rotten, Twelfth Night. You know, our own grandchildren were in on Canada Day weekend to see Wendy and Peter Pan. I'm meeting today, a mother had reached out to me from Windsor. She's coming to Stratford today with her, they rolled in yesterday via train from Windsor. They're going to go see Wendy and Peter Pan today, and they'd like to come to the mayor's office. So a shout out to Nora and Diane, who's coming up to the mayor's office today. But, you know, I just, it's not only the cultural experience, but the economic impact of the theater. 1,200 full-time employees, probably closer to 1,300, 1,400, but then the spinoff. And I look at our last month's, once again, we post our lowest unemployment rate, and that's got its pros and cons at 2.4%. Province is 6.9%, and the biggest growth in this past month was employment in the service sector. I think over 1,200 full-time jobs added in the service sector, 1.6% increase. So that's the impact that our Stratford Festival has in our community. And so we can't take it for granted. Support it wherever you can. I think of all the men and women in the service industry, whether it's over the summer or, you know, full-time for the complete festival season. I can't wait till they announce what's going to be the extended ones. Once again, get your opportunity to support.
You bet. And one last thing, Larsh Stratford, I do believe, have a golf tournament coming up.
Thank you. And near and dear to my heart, I've been involved with Larsh forever. Still time to sign up for the golf tournament. Go to the Larsh website. It's at the country club once again this year. You can sign up as a single or in fours. And there's an after party at the Ritzma Barn, a get-together, where we're going to feature food truck. It's going to be a great evening. Looking forward. I shared that food when we had the Winterfest, and they did an amazing job at Winterfest. And once again, this event supports the Be Belong Become campaign with the new build on Britannia Street. So another amazing event in the city of Stratford, and so much going on that it's hard to keep up with.
All right, City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, Martin, we won't chat until August, so again, happy anniversary. And I'm just taking a look at the back parking lot here with the rain. You might need your kayak just to get out of here.
You know what? If somebody out there has a kayak or a kitten for anniversary, let me know. So just once again, acknowledgement for this opportunity to share with people in Stratford. And I want to remind people in Stratford that I am so interested in what you have to say, and I'm a shout out away. You call in to extension 5236, and Miss Lindsay Van Gessel will get you on our on our radar and a chance to chat, whether it's in the mayor office or in a coffee shop. So thank you for this opportunity, Jamie.